A new local Omaha work has taken to the stage of the Shelter Belt Theater. The Net Will Appear is a two-person, heartwarming show that follows an unlikely friendship that bridges generations. The show follows the friendship of two neighbors, an old man and a young girl, and how they confide in each other about their present home life problems, as well as how they learn that they have a lot more in common with each other than they realize.
What's an interesting challenge about this play, I think, for the actors as well as the director, is the play itself takes place on the rooftops of these two houses. So there's never any typical interaction where actors cross from one side of the stage to the other. I think, you know, with it being an intergenerational story, that, you know, we always tend to sit there and think in our own compartmentalized worlds, that these two worlds, especially with some of the topics that are talked about, that those worlds wouldn't mesh. But they do, because just as like the roofs themselves provide isolation for each of the characters from each other, it also heightens the isolation that each of them in their own world is experiencing.
Dana Schweiger is the director for this production, and she describes of how this show got to the Shelter Belt Theater stage.
So this play was originally performed for the first time in Omaha at the Great Plains Theater Commons back in, I think it was 2016. And then last April in 2025, the Shelter Belt Theater, which is where the play is being performed, was done as a staged reading as part of their alternative program series called Branching Out. And that role of Rory was played by Emmy Howell, who reprises the role in this production. And so UNO theater artist Jack Zerbe is doing the role of Bernard for this one. What's nice about that is Emmy has obviously some experience with the show, but she's been very open to having different direction because Christopher Scott did the staged reading a year ago. And Jack I hadn't worked with, and the two of them just have such great chemistry together from just even the opening couple of days of rehearsal and the read-through. I instantly could tell that there was going to be a great connection there between the two of them.
This show also finds its strength truly in its acting and the human need to persevere and connect with others beyond our present struggles.
These types of stories aren't necessarily mainstream stories, but they're stories that need to be told. And it really is a story about relationships. And what's nice about this play is by putting the actors in a confined space where there's no physical interaction, where there's very little movement, everything focuses on the two characters and the relationship between them. So oftentimes to like really have these roles where the actors can really just kind of dive in to the characters and develop a story. You get so much of it from the play, but it really allows the actors to connect to each other, and the active listening between the two of them and the natural reacting. The play continues to grow every night, and it's just a wonderful thing to watch. And so to see how a senior and an adolescent, how they come together and work together through humor, through drama, through touching moments on stage, I really think people are going to walk away with a very uplifting experience.
The Net Will Appear will be showing at the Shelter Belt Theater until June 28th. More information can be found at shelterbelt.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.